Stein, where's the wine? I'm the face. Is this the place? I'm the shadow in the shade, it's Ray.
Yeah! This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.FM. This is DJ Nick Noir coming out at you loud and proud on this pre-Halloween Eve.
Yeah, All the Hallows Eve of Eve, All Eve. Hallows Eve.
Eve of the Eve.
Eve.
Hallow Eve. So we're doing Monster Mash. We're doing Monster Parties, Monsterism, general template of the song. I was walking by myself. I saw Frankenstein holding a bottle of wine, walking into the club / basement or rompus room. And then I peeked through the window, and what did I see? But, Wolfman and Mummy were dancing mm-hmm. with my girl. Mm. Well, not actually, but Stavros, you find these songs to be kind of erotically pleasing,
tremendously
stimulating.
Yeah, yeah, it's really hard for me to contain myself. Actually,
is it the
while I'm listening to them?
Is it the idea? I mean, of being kind of a party monster, like kind of releasing your inner.
Yes, actually, Nick, that's exactly
Stavros from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, you know,
exposing your naked member.
Yes. Yes, all of the things that you just said perfectly describe how I feel about this music, and especially the fantasies that I have associated with it.
I don't mean to put words in your mouth. Why don't you...
No, I think that you're just being very accurate in how you're describing my relationship to the songs that you're playing.
Well, I mean, all monsters, I mean, there's an interpretation of the Universal films that they all have to do with sex in one way or another, right?
Sure. Doesn't everything.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, that sounds, you know, trite, and it is. But you know, the you know, blood sucking and
sure, yeah, yeah,
reanimating a
yeah
a dead member, having it rise up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's just I like the monster idea because it's sort of out of control and full of power, yeah, right? And yeah, you know, it's something that's not controlled by sort of conscious or rational action, right? It sort of has not even a mind of its own, right? But some sort of like monstrous prerogative that it follows.
Right.
Fulfill that, ghost protocol.
Oh, I'm learning so much about you.
About me specifically?
Your monstrous prerogative?
No, this is what I aspire to. It's, okay. My it's prerogative true. is to generate my own monstrous prerogative.
So, DJ Toenails.
Tosin.
Tosin. It's pronounced Tosin. How do you feel about the diversity represented in these monster parties? Because inherently the songs are about, you know, what did my wondering eyes did see, but this kind of utopia where all the monsters are together at last.
It's true.
The Monster Mash is a dance I've been doing from a young age.
How do you do the Monster
Mash?
In
the hopes that it will transport me to this...
this utopia.
Utopia
this,
of...
This sort of ideal America.
Mummies, yeah. Werewolves, vampires. I mean, really, science fiction and horror is the transcendent genre that there's no rules and everything goes. You know, it's how it's meant to be. It's,
true.
It's everyone's sort of... fantasy realized.
Yeah, I mean, I always felt like Monster Island, right, in the Gojira films.
Yeah,
right.
And I mean, what a wonderful place.
Totally utopian. Yeah, yeah. Just kind of like swing music, and you know, everyone respecting each other's individuality.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is just pound your fists together and knock your knees, and I mean, that's the Monster Mash.
Oh, is that what it is? It's like air punching.
No, it's like almost like the hand jive only with your fists.
It's sort of a jerking motion. And then a kind of hip thrusting. Okay.
There's no hip thrusting, no.
Okay.
It's not sexual.
Okay. Well, for most of us. No except for Stavros.
Right, except for Stavros. Yeah. He finds it tremendously erotic.
He did the mash. Well, isn't that...
Smash. I think the word is this.
No, it's the monster it's, mash, yeah. Bro.
In current colloquialisms.
Oh, well isn't in smash. In the, like, being a masher? You're talking about like from the 20s? He was a masher.
She's talking about contemporary colloquialism.
What does smash mean now?
What do you think it means?
Fuckery.
Ding, ding, ding.
Okay, fair enough. I want to smash you so hard at the Monster Mash.
It's a graveyard smash.
Oh, see? They
absolutely.
Were onto it. They had their finger on the pulse of the future.
Absolutely. Well... I feel like we've covered some good ground.
Yeah, let's leave more ground to be covered in future breaks.
Yes, absolutely, because we're going to have to talk a lot more about this on BFF.FM.
Slap again the rise and slowly to my while sleeping in my bed the other night. I was having a nightmare, gave me an awful fright. I dreamed I was guest of honor of the Crypt Kickers 5 at their Monster Mash party, and the only soul alive. I met Igor, Frankenstein shook hands with Drac. I met Janusz, the cat with a hump on his back. There were zombies and ghouls, and some cats even had wings. They kept shouting, "Mash good," and all them weird things. I was sweating at the forehead. I was shaking at the knee. Won't somebody wake me? Bleeding Boris arrived, walking out of the mist, and introduced me as the honored guest. The coffin bangers were beginning to wail, and the drinks they served made a Bloody Mary look pale. They were all much friendlier than you would expect. Once did a vampire make a pass at my neck. All the zombies were there, fresh out of their graves. And Wolfman, as usual, was needing a shave. I was scared a while. I was ready to scream. Won't somebody get me out of this dream? I couldn't believe this was happening to me. Scared as could be. They were friendly enough, but that didn't help a bit. And as soon as I could, I was planning to split. I snuck past the mummy, wasn't noticed at all, and out through the door, making tracks down the hall. I awoke from my dream, hit the floor like a flash, hoping never again to ride that nightmare mash. I was shaking in my boots. I was like jelly in a cup. Somebody please wake me up.
Well, I just flew in from Boris's bath. I said that fool is going mad. He's locked in his lab, counting his cash that he made on his dance called the Monster Mash.
I'm on your monster, do the monster motion.
Frighty and Igor are here with me. The mummy and Wolfman both came to see. Transylvania swings from the loud commotion that's caused from doing my monster motion. All the monsters,
the monster motion.
All the vampires,
the monster motion. Zombies dig it, ghouls dig it.
You'll dig it too,
the monster motion.
All the monsters,
the monster motion.
Now the ghouls all dig my graveyard gig. Wolfman is here with his pack. From somewhere about I hear a coffin shout. I want my mummy back. Wolfman, please, you're giving me fleas. Go over and dance with the king. Igor, you fool, be a little more cool. You just about stepped on my wing.
Zombies dig it, ghouls dig it.
You'll dig it too.
The monster motion.
All the monsters.
The monster motion.
For you zombies and bats, be regular cats. Go, Janusz, bail, Frankie, bail. Did I hear a yell? Igor, it would help if you get off a Wolfman's tail. A disc with the casket, to heck with my casket. Tonight I'm going to be free. Let's go, everyone, join the graveyard fun. Come and do the monster motion with me. All the monsters, the vampire, zombies dig it, ghouls dig it, ghouls dig it, all the monsters, all the vampires.
Zombies dig it. change off later, Frankie. Master, please let me marry your next Igor, right after Janusz.
Boris, I still like the Transylvania twist better.
Who asked you, you club sucker? Well, Frankie, well.
My style.
All right, let's try it with a little bit of soul now. All right, now let's try it without soul.
Somebody stepped on my wing. Look out. Children of the night. Blow, blow, Daddy. Igor, you're cramping my style. The twist better. God, you get out of my way, please.
Mash.
Already.
Yes, Daddy.
There was an old man named Rack. His age was about 69. Now the Rack had a teenage daughter. She was so sweet and kind. Her name was Betty Vampire. She liked to do the rock and roll. Now Betty had a teenage boyfriend, but he liked to do the stroke. Oh, when teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Oh, when teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Well, they liked to rock and roll. They didn't want to stop. When the teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. They danced and ate two large sandwiches and drank tequila from the bar. Then the teenage werewolf said, I'll step outside and get some air. But then said Betty Vampire, go, but I'll find you there. Oh, when the teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Oh, when teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Well, they liked to rock and roll. They didn't want to stop. Then the teenage werewolf started for the door. He saw Frankenstein and the mummy strolling across the floor. Now the teenage werewolf liked to do the stroll. He went back over to see Betty and said, baby, let's bop some more. Oh, when teenage werewolf took the miraculous daughter to the heart. Oh, when teenage werewolf took Dracula's daughter to the heart. Well, they liked to rock and roll, they didn't want to stop.
Night before Christmas, when all through the castle my monsters were having a yuletide hassle. The tree was all trimmed in ghoulish things like werewolf fangs and vampire wings.
It was a monster's holiday,
but they were up to no good.
It was a monster's holiday,
didn't act like good monsters should.
It was a monster's holiday,
they found themselves a new prey. And to rob Santa's sleigh. They were making a list and checking it twice. Frankenstein wanted a shiny new trike, a new chain for Janusz, a brace for Igor's back, a speed shaver for Wolfman, a new cape for Drac. They were up to no good. Didn't act like good monsters should. They'd found themselves a new prey. They planned to rob Santa's sleigh. The mummy was to signal from the castle roof at the very first sound of a reindeer hoof. As Santa slid down the chimney wall, the zombies were to make off with sleigh and all. From beyond the moat there arose such a clatter, I jumped to the window to see what was the matter. Like a bolt of lightning it happened so quick, and there in our midst stood old Saint Nick. He began to dig down deep in his sack and came up with the traction for Igor's back. Drac caught his cape, Frankie's trike made him behave. Even Wolfman was happy, now he can shave. And all ended well. Santa was really swell. No need to rob Santa's sack. Maybe next year he'll come back. So the children everywhere were spared the grief of losing their presents to a monster slave thief. Now the monsters love Santa and say they'll behave and never again rob sleighs or graves. Igor, what do you think of Santa now? Santa Ghoul! What was that he said as he drove out of sight?
Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-wolf open sleigh. Well, dashing through the snow, where is that reindeer with the red nose? On Donner, on Blitzen, on Dancer and Vixen.
Santa Good. On Teenage Tragedies, BFF.FM, we are joined by DJ Tonazil.
Tosin.
And Stavros.
Hey. It's boy Stavros.
These are my monsters who have joined me.
Howdy.
That's the joining sound.
Wow. Stavros.
Thanks for having me.
So, are all these songs really about the healing power of rock and roll? Because these monsters are all evil, right? They like to kill people, fight with each other.
Well, or are they just misunderstood?
Well, I think obviously the ready-made analogy is that we're all kind of monsters as teenagers, right? Kind of our bodies, transformed by
that's true
by mysterious forces.
By the way, I saw both of these young men as monster teenagers. It's absolutely true.
She's talking about Noir and Stavros.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Stavros was just a fucking beast.
He had hair down to his chin.
Oh, yeah.
And a flat iron.
It was before he could grow hair on his chin. He was skateboarding around.
Scratching records.
It's true. Up to no good.
Just a little fucking monster. Totally true. Totally true. But then, you know, the beat comes in and the hand jiving, and suddenly, you know, you're transformed into this world where maybe it's okay to be a monster.
You know, I'm reminded of, and we've talked about this before, Rock and Roll High School. And those scenes where Riff Randall puts...
Riff Randall, rock and roller.
puts the Ramones on over, like, the PA system in the high school. And, like, everybody's partying together. Jocks, nerds, you know, cheerleaders, girls with glasses. Right? They're all, like...
girls with glasses, totally.
eating pizza and throwing their, like, homework into the air in the halls and just partying together. And, yeah, I think this speaks to this idea of the sort of healing and unifying power of rock and roll.
Yeah, it's the Breakfast Club that brings us together. Yes,
exactly.
The Rock and Roll Breakfast Club. It's true. It's true. Although, never seems to quite... I think if I actually played the Monster Mash at a high school today, I don't think it would cause, like, some sort of cross-click, uniting, sort of dancing, eating hot dogs.
I mean, do those same distinctions exist in high school today?
I don't know. I mean, if you've seen 22 Jump Street,
yeah. Right.
Or 21 Jump Street.
Yeah. You'd be led to believe that they don't.
That they don't, yeah, right? Or that they're completely different ones now.
Right, right, right.
Fascinating. Now you just have to have a really good personality.
Yeah.
And imagine that Instagram page.
You just have to be sort of smart and talented.
And just sort of judged by the content of your character.
The content of your posts. Yeah, well, it's a brave new world, folks. Where are the monsters in this scenario, right? Are they just totally self-actualized? Like, yeah, I'm Dracula. Check out my page. You know, or are they lurking in the shadows?
Yeah, I think the monsters are lurking in the shadows. They're the monsters in power. You know, I think that's
it's classic Stavros.
It's the Leviathan. The Leviathan is the monster. Everybody's like really cool and
you're
chill.
About the state itself, right?
Well, if you look at the frontispiece of Hobbes' Leviathan, you'll see that the monster, the Leviathan, is actually just composed of all of the citizens of the state. Right? You know,
we're all complicit.
That's what these songs are really about.
So yeah, the monster mash.
We are all together in it.
Exactly. So yeah, you see all the monsters hanging out. Everything's going really well. Oh, actually, they're all just contributing to what we're really in the midst of with this music, which is, you know, nuclear showdown, destruction of the
we're
earth.
We're celebrating our evil.
I'd really like for this to come up at the next Republican debate. Is the Monster Mash just a metaphor for Hobbes' Leviathan? Discuss.
What part of it is the Graveyard Smash?
That's when the bombs get dropped.
No, I feel like this is something that definitely Ted Cruz at least could take. All right, kids, all you monsters out there, we're rocking and rolling, and we have, should I do the track list? Do you care? I mean, I guess you care. Monster Party by Bill Doggett, Frankenstein's Party by the Swingin' Phillies, Midnight Monsters Mash by Jack and Jim, Rockin' Zombie by the Crewnecks, Monster Mash by Otis Brown, and the something or other, can't tell, Nightmare Mash by Bill Lee Riley, Monster Motion by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers, also Monster Mash Party by the same, Nightmare Hop by Earl Patterson, and then Monster's Holiday, also by Bobby Boris. We're going to continue with Dinner with Drac, Part 1 by John Zaccarelli on BFF.fm.
Dracula's house by the sea. The hors d'oeuvres were fine, but I choked on my wine when I learned that the main course was me. Waitress, a vampire named Perkins, was so very fond of small gherkins. While she served the tea, she ate 43, which pickled her internal workings. now on the left with the pitchforks. Igor, Igor. What a swimmer is Dracula's daughter, but her pool looks more red than an otter. The blood stains the boat, but it's easy to float, 'cause blood is much thicker than water. Dracula, old friend, how are things in Transylvania? For dessert, there was batwing confetti and the veins of a mummy named Betty. I first frowned upon it, but with ketchup on it, it tasted very much like spaghetti.
You down. Down. It's 40 floors beneath the ground. It's practicing in there. Oxygen is thin in there. Now, old man,
it's time. You won't come out unless you win. You won't come out unless you win.
Pull up a tombstone and sit down.
Down.
Will be around.
Down,
yeah.
Down, down, down.
woman, may I just dance?
Buck-a-buck-a-boo. Yes, you may.
Jack
Jackal introduced Mr. Hyde. Then the whole joint started going wild. I chased Dracula all around the room. He reached in the corner and he grabbed the broom. The Red Rockin', the Red Rockin', the Red Rockin', the Red Rockin'. Everybody was rockin' and I'm bobbin' to the madhouse.
There was a party going on at the mummy's house. Everything was going fine until somebody stepped on the mummy's foot. It was Franklin Stein. I started fighting.
Back, Mama, the night on the Yule of Ain. Get the taste of the blood. Yeah.
Then Dracula said to Frankenstein,
talk about mommy, he's a friend of mine.
Then Wolfman jumped up in his face.
Do you wanna take his place?
Oh, on and on at the mummy's house. Everybody was there. There was a Frankenstein, a Wolfman, a Dracula. Chair to start a fight.
Kids, gather around, 'cause at this house there is something special going down. There's an uptown kid by the name of Frankenstein. He got a great big house and a friend who's 6'9".
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard.
graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock. Every night is just like Halloween. As you rock and roll this graveyard scene.
Graveyard rock.
It's cool.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
Graveyard rock.
Ooh.
Graveyard rock.
In the graveyard.
Graveyard rock.
Everybody digs a graveyard rock.
The party's over, boys. So close those coffin lids.
Frankenstein, but acid in the soup, poison in wine. Weird things crawled from under the sea, and witches cackled up a storm of fiendish glee.